Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women Podcast. It's your girl, Kayla, and I am so excited to be back and recording with all of you. Hello, it is a sunny Tuesday afternoon. It's gorgeous outside. It is one of my favorite seasons of all time, the fall. And especially in Ohio, I honestly think it's one of the best seasons out here. Summer will always be my number one, but I do love fall. So I wanted to kick off today's podcast doing something a little different. I finished reading this book, Fearless, by Carly Tierdaz, and I absolutely loved it. And a big topic and a stronghold for many people is anxiety. You know, anxiety is pretty prevalent in the world today, also when we're talking about mental health. For those of you that do not know, I am a counselor, so I run into, you know, the topic of anxiety, the work of dealing with anxiety for, basically on the daily. And I have seen it even in my own life with learning how to navigate through it and trusting the Lord, with working through fear, with working through worry, with working through the what ifs. And I noticed that with no matter who I'm talking to, they could be, you know, a teenager or, you know, a family member, whoever it is in my life, that anxiety, it does not discriminate based on age, based on where you come from. But I will say it is a mentality that our God has broken for us on the cross. When he saw us worth dying for, he saw everything that we would be worried about, every fear, everything that would hold us back from doing his work and living our life with joy. And so I wanted to share some things with all of you that has personally helped me in my journey of living a fearless life and choosing to put the Lord as the priority and that over my fear and worry, or, you know, even, you know, I just think that in our day and age, it is so normalized to have anxiety. Which I think when we talk about how common it is, it's comforting knowing that, you know, we're not the only ones. If you struggle with anxiety, you're not the only one that struggles with it. However, I do think that we can be proactive in the way that we approach it, because God doesn't want us to live in a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so, like I was talking about earlier, I mentioned this book, Fearless, and if you have not heard of this book, I highly recommend that you check it out. But the author, Carly, gives something pretty awesome at the back of the book. It's called My Fearless Declaration. And I shared this with the leadership team that I'm part of because I serve in youth ministry. Shout out to all my backstage people. I love y'all. Shout out to all my Stage 217 people. I love you all. I love you all. Anyways, I shared in our group chat the Fearless Declarations, and I think it would be, I think it could be a great moment to share on this podcast as well, because it's important to start our day with truth. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves worrying or feeling sad about something, but it's like, what are we letting our minds consume? And so I don't know about you, but I want my mind to consume truth. I want my mind to consume God's word. And these declarations remind me of that. So I'm going to be reading these to you, and I hope that they minister to you. And I pray that you would recite these or play this podcast episode when you need to hear them. My Fearless Declaration. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I have all the money I need, all the resources I need, all the favor I need, all the opportunity I need, all the time I need to do everything God has called me to do. I do not lack for inspiration. I do not lack for vision. I do not lack for wisdom. I do not lack for understanding. I have the mind of Christ. I have the Holy Spirit, who brings all things back to my remembrance and leads me into all truth. I have the peace of God, the presence of God, the power of God, the purpose of God, and the protection of God working in my life. My path is clear. My direction is set. My destination is certain. My heart is steadfast. My eyes are fixed, and my word is sent. I am fully persuaded that he who began a good work in me will complete it. He is perfecting all those things which concern me. He is working all things together for my good, calling those things which be not as though they are. I believe, therefore, I receive every good thing which he has set aside for me today. Amen. And before I continue, I just want to pray and just welcome Holy Spirit. Lord, I just thank you for this person on the other side of this that is listening. I just pray that you would touch them where they are. I pray that you would guide this discussion today and the scriptures that are selected for this podcast episode. May they be scriptures that land on good ground, that they wouldn't just go one ear and out the other. God, use me as your vessel. I understand I can't do this on my own, and I'm fully reliant on you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. All right, so I put on Instagram that I had some battle cards. What do I mean by battle cards? Different scriptures that help me fight against the lies of the enemy. And for today, we are talking about anxiety. So what are the scriptures I use when I'm feeling anxious? I'm so great you asked. I'm going to be reading them. So if you can, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. Now, whenever I'm reading these, it's probably out of either the NLT or the NIV, just for reference. And for those of you that are not familiar with what that means, it means different biblical translations. I like to use translations that are easy for me to understand. But if my King James people, if you love the King James translation, by all means, go for it. So again, the scripture is 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. Therefore, humble yourselves, demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. So let that kind of just sink in. You know, it says that our God cares about us affectionately. How can you be affectionate with somebody that you do not know? This goes to show that our God wants a personal relationship with us and that he wants to be involved in every detail of our lives. And the way that we can do that is casting our care, you know, expressing our needs to him. And it doesn't have to be in a fancy thee, thou term, whatever you want to call. Whoever you think of as you have to talk fancy to, God isn't that. You know, he wants us to be real and honest and, you know, lay everything at his feet and be and rejoice knowing that the King of the universe, the one that created you and I, is in control and he's never going to let go of you. And yeah, that's one scripture that I absolutely love. Another one in my battle card list, let's see, Isaiah 12:2, which says, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and defense. So when I think of, like, when I'm going into something that I'm a little afraid about or scared, I think of who's with me, who's right by my side. And it says that the Lord is my strength and defense. And you know, God is my defender, you know, not just from what I see in the natural of, like, you know, if someone's accusing me of something, I know he's at my defense. But even in the things that I don't hear, the conversations I don't hear that may be about me, God is on my side and he defends me. When we think about our life here in this earth, it goes beyond the natural of things that we can see and understand. But remember, you know, our life doesn't just end here, you know, it goes on forever. And so that is our assurance as well, is that yes, what might may be in front of you is scary and it feels almost paralyzing of like, God, how am I going to get through this? But remember that, you know, our life goes beyond just the now, and that God is your strength and defense and that he'll get you through whatever you have going on. But I just want to encourage you, because sometimes when it comes to anxiety, we can be so hyper-focused on making things bigger than what they are, that we forget how big our God is and how what we're worried about, it doesn't stand in comparison to who he is. So I just want to encourage you guys with that. And then I have 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take away every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So what are the thoughts we take away? The thoughts that we take away are the anxious thoughts of, you know, I have to know X, Y, and Z exactly what's going to happen. If it doesn't happen this way, then what am I going to do there? And then what am I going to do that? And then if I fail this test, and then how am I going to pass this grade? And then I won't graduate on time and this and that. You see how my voice starts to spiral and talk really fast. What we want to do when we are working against this anxiety, when we're fighting against it, we need to take things in a calm manner and recognize, I'm going to take those thoughts to the Lord and I'm going to present them to him, because, you know, it says in his word that he hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And a sound mind isn't an anxious mind. It's not a worried mind. And that I can handle whatever's in front of me because the Holy Spirit lives in me. I love learning about the Holy Spirit because one of the greatest things I am understanding about the Holy Spirit is he is the best counselor. He is our advocate. And so it goes back to what I was saying as he's your strength and defense, is because what does an advocate do? They defend you. They stand up for you. And God does that. All right. And I have Matthew 6:33. Ah, I love this. But seek, aim at, strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right. And then all these things taken together will be given to you. So what does it mean to seek? Seek means crave, pursue, go after with all your might. And remember what, I'm kind of backtracking, but I started talking about, you know, how anxiety, worry, all of that is related. But a quick definition for worry is, it's a source of nagging concern to torment oneself with disturbing thoughts. Or I love Dr. Tony Evans is a great preacher, man of God. He says that worry is concern on steroids. And so I agree with him. You know, I think that worry is, it's trying to think of every worst case scenario. It's trying to prepare yourself for something bad that could happen instead of living in the joy of the Lord. And God doesn't want us to live like that. Yes, it is important to plan and to be diligent in what you do. But if you're so concerned with looking at every worst case scenario and worrying about things that are out of your control, you know, you're not living in God's perfect love. And it says in 1 John chapter 4 that perfect love expels all fear. And so when you find yourself worrying about something, I encourage you to listen to this podcast episode and look up these scriptures, because this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight anxiety, is I go to the word, but also I pray. You know, if we read in Philippians chapter 4, God gives us the perfect formula for how we deal with anxiety. And I'm not going to turn there. I'm going to recite from memory. But in the beginning, it says to rejoice in the Lord always. You know, if we let our circumstances determine how our mood is going to be, then we are going to be fluctuating all the time. We need to be grounded in who God is and his character for our lives. And I really question you to take inventory. I don't want to say question you. I challenge you to take inventory of what are the areas in your life that you are worried about the most, and ask yourself, am I struggling to trust God in this area because I'm worrying about it and I don't want to rely on myself? You guys, the Christian life is all about being dependent on God. It is not about you. And when we take our eyes off of ourselves, we're able to seek first his kingdom. So I hope that this podcast episode encouraged you to take your eyes off of yourself, take your eyes off of your own circumstances, and give it to God. I'm not saying that what you're going through is not hard. I'm sure you're going through some difficult things, and I want to validate that. But I want you to know that you are not in this life alone, that there's a community of believers that are praying for you. And it says the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. What does that mean? The Holy Spirit prays for us in ways that we can't even understand. And so know that someone is always fighting for you, that God is your strength and defense, and that He wants you to present your request to Him. He wants you to communicate with Him, and He cares for you affectionately because He is our loving Father. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your day or evening or morning, whatever time of day you are listening to this. But I want you to know that you're so loved and that you matter, that you have purpose, and live your life for Christ. All right. Well, I will see you in my next episode. Bye.